Hello, everyone, and welcome to another new Pixel Recess. On today's show, we have special guest, Raji the King. You might know Raji as a dribble whore, or an illustrator, or a JavaScript Viking. Raji is a man who lives in the wild, where his internet is powered by horses, and they do not have cars, apparently. I am back now from my very long quote-unquote vacation, and as a man who has three children, there is no such thing as a vacation when you bring your kids. There's just no such thing. Any vacation with kids is really not a vacation. It's just parenting in a different location. Today's show is sponsored by Sunburn and Trampolines. I hope you all enjoy the show. What's the dirt like in Montana? Is it clay?
It's kind of clayey, kind of like not very rich soil. You have to like always add mulch and all kinds of stuff to it. Really dry, deserty kind of. It's like high desert dirt.
It's been a while since I had a bowl full of mud, but sounds about right now. So have you ever thought about opening a chain of restaurants called like Raji King's Chicken Palace or something like that? Because you got a great name for that.
I think so. I think like, you know, Raji always brings with it feelings of like humor and like people feel like they can have fun with it. They're like, oh, like Johnny Quest, Haji. Yeah, you get it, you know. So like, yeah, I think there's a lot of...
So why did you choose Raji and not something like Mantis or Sofa?
For my name?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't choose it.
Oh, you didn't? I thought everyone chose their name. You didn't choose your name?
Well, I would have chose probably like White Panther if that was the case.
That's a good one. I still think Sofa would be great because then you'd be Sofa King.
What was the previous one that you said before Sofa?
Mantis?
Mantis King? Wait. I don't get it.
I don't either. It just sounds amazing. Mantis King. Who would mess with you? Nobody.
My middle name, okay, weird story. Middle name used to be Lee. So my name was Jesse. That was my original name. My name is Jesse Leaking.
You're Raji Leaking now.
Well, my middle name isn't Lee anymore.
Oh, you changed your name. So if it's not Lee, then what is it?
It's Royal.
Okay.
My name is Raji Royal King.
You definitely need a restaurant. I mean, that's all there's to it. So would you actually call yourself an illustrator, a designer, or a JavaScript doctor?
JavaScript. Oh, we're getting into the real questions. I would prefer like JavaScript brain surgeon, because I feel like that puts you at the upper echelon, even though I'm not, but I like to aspire. And illustrator, I like Walt Disney's approach, Imagineer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many cease and desist letters have you gotten from Disney?
Zero.
Really?
Like for truth.
Okay, for truth, if that's where you want to go with truth.
Well, yeah, okay, I'll stop telling the truth.
I like the quote-unquote truth. It's riveting.
I'm not getting ceased and desisted, but I'm wondering, like, What happens when they desist you?
They literally, yeah, they put you in a closet, I think, for a while.
And then how long does it take till I get to come out of the closet?
I think till Tom Cruise comes to get you.
Well, at least he would have the Ray-Bans and the underwear.
So have you actually ever applied for a job at Disney? Thought about it?
No, I haven't, because like I don't want to apply for a job at Disney as a like just like your regular everyday like web designer. You know, like, I don't want to create Disney's website.
What about doing illustration for him, though?
I don't know. I haven't done it. Should I?
I don't know. I'm telling you. You never know until you try.
Well, now, I've heard your show has a lot of traction.
It does. They are listening. But that might be because of the NSA, but I'm not sure about that.
Well, Disney is, you know, it's partnering with Steve Jobs and Al Gore and Obama.
To run the government, yeah. Not a lot of people know that Disney and Apple almost exclusively run the government. Since you're out in Montana, away from everybody, is it really frustrating to have to send letters to Twitter for them to then tweet for you?
In Montana, once you cross the Montana border, they're carried on horseback.
Mm.
So I have to send them via, you know, horses.
For horse? Oh, so no cars still? You still haven't gotten that?
No, we're not there yet. The internet is literally built on the back of Clydesdales.
Wow.
So they can carry more at a time. So
do you have indoor plumbing?
No, not yet. What is that?
Oh, it's nothing. It's not that special. Don't worry about it. We all get our water from outside at the well. How important do you think it is to wear clothes while you design?
Absolutely not. Yeah. A lot of times when I'm designing, it's a one-armed task. I got my hand on my mouse. I can move the mouse around. And if you got itches, you got to take care of the itches, right?
Oh, for itches. Gotcha. Okay. So you're pro nude.
I'm pro nude. I feel like people work best, and your brains work best when like you're free, you know?
Yeah, unrestricted. Absolutely. So have you ever killed a moose with an axe?
Does a hatchet count?
It's pretty close. It's a mini axe, so yeah, that counts. What would you do to make someone like you on Dribbble?
Well, I can only say what I've been known to do. One time I drank a full glass of another pro player's urine to get on top. On the Dribbble ranks.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, not good. Also, German urine tastes much different than like Swiss urine.
Sauerkraut. Yeah, it's sauerkraut.
Well, and the beer they drink is different, you know, but Swiss, I don't know, they don't drink beer, right? They only drink absinthe.
You're right. They drink absinthe and they do a lot of acid. Everyone else gets really crazy and trippy. The Swiss get very organized and very rules-oriented when they're on acid. It's really weird. Just talk quietly. Mind your own business. Everything must be red and black and very straight and clean.
And they're using what's the right typeface? Accidens grotesque, right? Because it's like Helvetica before Helvetica was Helvetica.
Let's just try to pronounce that type. Adicidens.
Aximidicidens grotesquidens.
Adicidens grotesque.
Grotesque attachment. Yeah, that's it.
Grotesticles. Wait, nope, that's wrong.
Accidental grotesque testicles.
Yes.
Yep, that's it.
That's a really good font. That's what Helvetica is based off of.
Noi.
I don't know why people don't use black oak. I'm still pushing that. I'm pushing it with everybody.
Black oak
for body text.
What's the new one now? Proxima.
Proxima Nova. I think I use that on my face at night. So I think we should do a contest where it's either called typeface or acne cream. And then people have to guess.
Or sci-fi movie, in which case like Proxima Nova does sound a little bit like...
Totally.
It was approaching the planet. Proxima Nova. You know? I'm supposed to be calling my wife. I actually have to call her. She's going to kill
me. Okay. All right. Yes.
I'll talk to you later.
Yes. All right, bye. Well, there you have it. That was my interview with Raji, the Dribbble King. I think the lesson we all can learn from that is that we should all consider changing our name to something more interesting so that we can open up theme restaurants. As always, please visit the show's website, pixelrecess.com. Go to Facebook and like us for whatever reason. No one, Facebook, blah, who cares? It's there. Nobody cares. I get it. That's fine. Follow us on Twitter at Pixel Recess and continue your awesome and wonderful and creative and insane iTunes reviews and ratings. I love the insanity of it. Please keep it up. Spread the word. Get everyone to do that because I don't know why. I got no good reason for you to do it. That's fun. And to everyone who's emailed me, thank you for your emails. I appreciate people wanting to be on the show. That just tells me that there's interest in it still. I will get back to you. It doesn't mean I will have you on the show, but I will get back to you. Anyway, keep spreading the show to your friends. Gunning for an award. Going after 5x5 and Dan Benjamin. Except the complete opposite. So, 3x3. Or whatever. Anyway, I hope you all enjoy your week. And I thank you for giving me your time today. Don't want to be a time bandit. See you next Monday. I don't know who the guest is yet, but it'll be a person or my cat. Anyway, talk to you later. Not talk to you later. This isn't a phone call. Anyway, have a great week. Bye.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.